National Guard troops are finally in place along the U.S.-Mexico border after President Obama ordered them there in July. 1,200 troops have been sent to the four border states, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Of those, nearly half are in Arizona, the busiest state for illegal border crossings. NPR's Ted Robbins was among the first to see the operation up close.
It's a breezy afternoon on a hill west of Nogales, Arizona. Four soldiers in combat gear are standing watch. One is scanning the terrain with binoculars. They make up an EIT, an entry identification team. None of the soldiers agreed to talk with us or to let us use their names. Border Patrol agent David Jimarez says this is a popular place to cross, and if the soldiers were not here, there would be a Border Patrol truck clearly visible on this hilltop.
Now that the National Guardsmen are here, now we can free up that additional agent and he can go work areas more remote, more rural, where our technology still cannot reach.
So we are about, maybe a quarter mile from the border fence, if that?
If that, yeah, we're very close to the border here.
You want them to be seen out here and for them to see?
Well, they are in a high visibility posture, so definitely, yes, they will be seen. And that is part of the effect that we want, to go ahead and create that deterrence effect.
4 years ago, the National Guard was at this same spot. In fact, it was soldiers who built the fence. Back then, 6,000 troops came to the border until the Border Patrol could hire more agents. There are more than 3,000 agents in Arizona now. Still, some critics want an even greater presence. They say 560 soldiers on Arizona's border are not enough. But Victor Monjares, chief of the Tucson Border Patrol sector, says the extra eyes and ears are paying off.
We've seen that already in a very short time frame. They've been deployed. As you stated, the critics point to the number. And at no time will they ever turn away a resource. If that number were to go up, we'd gladly accept that. If that number would go down, we'd make those adjustments.
Manjares says the soldiers have already played a role in 400 arrests. When soldiers spot illegal crossers, they radio the Border Patrol, which tries to apprehend them. National Guard troops do not make arrests themselves, another criticism from border hawks. The Guard says the troops are not trained as law enforcement officers. But Colonel Jill Nelson of the Arizona National Guard says they are prepared for danger.
Every soldier and airman assigned to an EIT site has a weapon, and we authorize under the strict guidelines with the state, with the rules for the use of force that were established for this mission.
Those rules of engagement?
You know, I don't want to get into details of the rules for the use of force, but they are authorized to use their weapons for self-defense.
The Border Patrol won't say exactly where the troops have been placed, though there aren't any on the vast Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation, one of the most porous areas for smuggling. The troops have been put on or near the Krentz Ranch in southeastern Arizona. That's where rancher Rob Krentz was murdered in March of this year, presumably by a drug smuggler. The uproar following that spurred the Arizona legislature to pass an anti-immigration law now being challenged in court. It also prompted President Obama to send the troops, which is why the Reverend Robin Hoover, a longtime immigration rights activist, calls the mission more political than strategic.
This is fabulous political ploy to be putting 500 guardsmen into a depressed economy in southern Arizona, renting hotel rooms and buying gasoline and showing just in front of the election that Democratic Party gets it and that they want to do some border enforcement.
The National Guard troops are scheduled to stay on the border for 1 year. That means they will be in place through what is usually the busiest season for crossing in the spring. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Listening to All Things Considered.